A new study finds that men who drink a lot of coffee are less likely to develop potentially fatal prostate cancer. It's the latest study to show a beneficial effect from one of the world's favorite beverages. The study included about 50,000 men who reported their coffee consumption in questionnaires every 4 years. Over more than two decades, the moderate coffee drinkers were somewhat less likely to develop any form of prostate cancer, but lead author Catherine Wilson of the Harvard School of Public Health says the real difference showed up when the researchers looked at the most serious prostate cancers.
Men who drank six or more cups of coffee per day had a 60% lower risk of lethal prostate cancer than men who drank no coffee. And we saw this reduction in risk for both regular and decaffeinated coffee.
Coffee is a chemically complex brew full of antioxidants and other compounds that may affect the development of prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer among men worldwide, killing about 250,000 people a year. Wilson says it's unclear what component or components in coffee may be reducing the prostate cancer risk. That's a target for future research. In the meantime, she says, it's too soon to say that men should drink more coffee just to reduce their risk of aggressive prostate cancer. But she says there is a growing body of scientific evidence that coffee confers a variety of real health benefits.
It's not harmful in terms of heart disease or stroke, and it seems possibly protective for liver cancer, and it's also associated with lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So I think evidence is accumulating that coffee is at least not harmful and possibly beneficial for some health conditions, and so you know, I think that's a source of relief to a lot of coffee drinkers.
Catherine Wilson and colleagues at the Harvard School of Public Health published the result of their study on the link between coffee drinking and lethal forms of prostate cancer online in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.